Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
No! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have an amazing, strong, and motivating singer-songwriter, Brianna Domenica, here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Brianna, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Hey, Hannah. Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored to be on the podcast.
I am so excited, and it's so crazy how we got connected with one another, because it's like such a small world, but I just absolutely love your music and your story is just so inspiring. And honestly, I know we've never met, but you are truly one of the strongest people I've ever met. Now, who and what inspired you to start writing music?
Well, I actually, I always wanted to do music ever since I was in diapers, but I didn't start writing until after my brother died by suicide. I needed a way to channel my grief, because I was coping with it in some very negative ways. I was cutting and self-harming. And I started channeling that into writing. And that's when I started songwriting.
Wow. And I think that, I've never written a song or anything, but I know other people that have written songs in the past. It's been very therapeutic to them. And it's basically like journaling and just getting all your emotions out on a piece of paper and then just singing it and letting out those emotions. Like, I can't imagine how probably therapeutic it is.
Yeah, it definitely was therapy for me. 100%.
Yeah. Now, can you share the background story of your single Warrior in Me? Last night I was listening to it and I watched the music video, and it really did bring some tears to my eyes. And you're just such a strong human being. And I would just love for you to share the story and maybe, you know, everything that you've gone through, with suicide.
Yeah. As I said a little bit ago, I lost my oldest brother, David, to the choice of suicide in 2007. And I've also lost two other family members to suicide, a cousin back in 1996 and an aunt in 2012. And in 2018, I lost a very dear friend of mine to suicide also. So it has impacted my life a great deal. And I've also struggled with suicidal thoughts and feelings due to years of bullying in middle and high school. So Warrior in Me, how that came to be, I never really wanted my ministry and my music to combine. I wanted to keep them separate, but it didn't work out that way. God had bigger plans. And one night I was just... I was woken up from a sound sleep with this logo, Warrior in Me. And I'm not a graphic designer by any means. Like,
same,
technology, same. Not my thing. But it was 3 a.m. and I got out of bed and I just sketched what I had seen in this dream. And the next day I had a co-write, which for those that aren't in the music industry, it's writing with another writer. I don't play an instrument, so I need someone to write the music while I write the lyric.
Right.
So I had a co-write the next morning, and it's a really good friend of mine, Swampy, Keith Ridenour. And I said, Swamp, we have to write this song. I have this phrase, and I just can't shake it. I mean, I did not realize it was going to be the single, the title track, and end up turning into this suicide prevention movement that it has become when I came when the I had that dream. I just did not know the magnitude of it. But I wanted people to have something to grab onto, not just, that there's a warrior in them. I mean, for me, it's the fact that being a Christian and a believer, I feel, the Bible tells us God dwells within us and the Holy Spirit is in us. So to have like the Creator dwelling in me and have like the mighty warrior, that for me was like, wow, that was huge coming to that realization. And for non-believers, it might just be discovering that inner confidence or an inner power or just a strength they didn't know they had.
Right.
So that was the story kind of behind the song, which turned into the title track of the album, which has turned into the suicide prevention program.
Yes.
It has just been a domino snowball effect.
Well, I think that it's amazing, like everything you've done, especially, I mean, I can't imagine like everything that you went through with your brother, your cousin, your aunt, and your really good friend. Like, that's really, really difficult to cope with. But, you know, you turned it into this whole movement of, you know, preventing suicide. And I think that's amazing what you're doing. And I think a lot of people truly do look up to you because, you know, it's a lot of people do suffer from depression, but they're super quiet about it. And, you know, but it's great that, you know, you have a voice, you're a young woman, and you're helping other people to prevent themselves from, you know, taking their own life. So I just really know that, you know, your brother is looking down on you and you're just making him so proud. So thank you for everything you're doing, because I know that, you know, a lot of young teens, not even young teens, but people of all ages can greatly benefit from what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm great. I hate to say grateful because I would give anything to have my brother back, but I can't think of a better word. Well, maybe honored that God has chosen to turn my pain into purpose and to be a voice and use me as a vessel to shine a light on suicide awareness.
Definitely. So I know you mentioned a little bit about the Warrior in Me suicide awareness program. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like, what have you done to raise awareness? I know you're an inspirational speaker. Can you just touch a little bit on that wonderful program?
Sure. We were getting ready to go on tour at the beginning of 2020, and then COVID put that to a screeching halt. Go in middle and high schools with this 30 to 45 minute. I mean, it would be dependent upon what the school assembly or their, you know, assembly time was. But it was a 30 to 45 minute program where I shared my story. I educated them on facts. Of course, being a singer-songwriter, I had to throw in some music. You know, it's a tough subject, so to, you know, lighten it up a little bit, have some music in there. Just educating teens and young adults on the warning signs and how to help, because that's one of the most common things I get is, man, I didn't see the signs, and a lot of times they didn't know the signs, or, well, I can see someone struggling, but I'm not a doctor. I don't know how to help.
Right.
And a lot of times you don't necessarily need a doctor. I mean, in some cases you do. In some instances you do need a professional, but some cases they just need someone to listen and just know that they're not alone. And so that was what the live program was going to be until, like I said, COVID put the brakes on it. But my team and I got super, super, I think, creative, and we created a 10 video. The videos range from 2 to 5 minutes, and it's 10 videos, and it's a series called Warrior in Me. And again, each video touches on a different topic, whether it's my story, whether it's my experience with self-harm, facts and fiction, resources. Feelings aren't facts, just different components from my live
That's really
presentation.
Wow.
And I was honored to work with the incredible Tyler Adams and Soraz Entertainment. He did a great job with the video series. And it was just an honor to work with him and just bring this vision to life.
Absolutely.
We are still working on how to, the video series is edited, ready to go. We are just in the process of trying to figure out the best and most cost-effective way to get it out to people.
Yes, and I know it's going to be a big hit. It definitely will be. So that's, I'm excited for you. And I think that people need to hear those things, because I think so often people are super quiet about it, but with you releasing these videos, it's going to be awesome. So you'll have to let me know when you release them so I can help you promote them.
Yes, definitely.
That's really great. Now, what are some other, what are some other ways that you coped with the losses, or when you were having those thoughts yourself, like, what did you do to help yourself? Obviously, I know music was, one of those things, but what are some other things, like different ideas for other people that might be suffering that aren't a singer-songwriter?
Sure. Some other big components for me were my faith. I really dug into my faith and discovered my identity in Christ. Counseling. I'm a big advocate for counseling. I know there sometimes tends to be a stigma behind it, but I am like all for counseling. I think it's important and it's good to have an objective third party listening.
Absolutely.
To your, to what's going on. And then as far as like diving into healthy coping mechanisms, like I got really into yoga. I love to bake, although I don't like to eat what I bake because I, not that it doesn't taste good. I just want to being an artist, you have to kind of keep a certain shape and such. So, I'm not athletic at all, but if you're into sports, find a sport, throw yourself into that, dancing, reading, writing. I mean, there are so many healthy coping mechanisms.
Absolutely.
I'm a girly girl, so I love
Manny and Petty.
Spa day.
Me too. Yes.
Even like during COVID, I was doing like at home Manny Petties.
Yep. Me too.
Pamper yourself, a little self-love, self-care is so important.
Definitely.
We tend to put that on the back burner. At least I know I'm guilty of that. I tend to, try to put everything else above my needs and taking care of myself. But I've needed to learn to practice what I preach and,
me too.
Put myself first sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think
And another tool that really, really helped me was positive affirmations.
Yes.
Our brains are like a giant computer. So like if we have garbage coming into it, garbage is going to come out of it.
Right.
And positive affirmations are just, for me, a great way to reprogram my brain or my computer by speaking light and love into my life and positivity. So I have found that very helpful.
Absolutely. And I think that, for me, I have suffered from anxiety. So I know anxiety and depression are a little bit different, but they kind of go hand in hand. But for me, the self-care was what got me through it. And, some days are still harder than others, but you know, meditating was something that really helped me, even though I didn't really believe in meditating. Cause I'm like, okay, like every time I start meditating, my brain starts wandering off. But yeah. If you allow yourself to listen to the meditation, it's like, sometimes I wake up and I'm in a deep sleep and I just feel so much better when I wake up. And, you know, like you said, the mani-pedis, and I was an athlete growing up. I played college softball, so that really helped. I do kickboxing, and like you said, yoga. Yoga is a huge one. I have done it a few times, and the hot yoga was amazing, even though I was sweating so much, but you feel so good after. And I think that that's just kind of important, because a lot of times we don't take the time out of ourselves, and that's kind of where our self-esteem lessens, just because, you know, we're always go, 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 and we never take time for ourselves, but we're always doing things for other people. And when you're doing things for other people constantly, it makes you feel good inside, but you have to be able to do things for yourself. And I know for me, I grew up and I had like the worst self-esteem, and I was never happy with the way I looked and in high school. And I think that's something a lot of teens struggle from. But, you know, when I went to therapy, and it was the best thing I've ever done. And now I'm like super, you know, not overly confident, but, you know, I'm confident in who I am. I'm proud of who I am. And it was a long way coming, but anything is possible. And just know that you're never alone, like with whatever you're going through. There's always going to be someone that's there to support you, or someone that might be going through the same thing as you.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm with you, girl. I was so insecure in middle and high school. Heck, I mean, even into my mid-20s, I was insecure. And I struggled, because you said, you know, now I'm confident, and there's that fine line between like confidence and like cocky, and
right.
It's so important to have confidence and have a healthy, you know, self-worth.
Right.
It's when that was something I struggled with, because I thought if you're confident, you're cocky. I thought they were the same thing.
Yes, me too.
So once I realized they're different and it's okay for me to be confident, right. Then I was like, okay, all right. But again, it took a lot of retraining of the brain, because it just got so used to hearing negative things from others, which when you hear it from others, you then tend to project it on yourself and believe that.
Right. Right.
So,
and it's honestly so sad nowadays, especially in high schools and middle schools, how bullying is such a huge thing, and cyberbullying has been a huge thing. I remember in middle school, we used to watch all these videos because cyberbullying was a huge thing. And as I got older, it's not as common, because I mean, hopefully people mature, but it's a really sad thing that people have to go through. And I remember some of my friends that have gone through bullying, and I was always the one that would stick up for them. But, you know, people that do bully, those are the people that, you know, they don't feel good about themselves. So they just want to take it out on other people to make themselves feel better. And it's absolutely terrible. But it breaks my heart, especially, you know, I have, you know, younger cousins, I have friends that have younger siblings, and they're getting bullied. And it just really upsets me that people are still doing this. And, you know, it's like, when will people grow up and be mature and just be okay with themselves, so they don't have to keep making fun of other people? Which is just, it really bothers me. Like, it really does. And I just keep thinking about high school, and, you know, I was always the super short girl, and, you know, I didn't really, in middle school, it was more of a problem for me, or always being like doing school 24/7. People are like, or do you ever just take a break? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it kind of got to me. But at the end of the day, like, it paid off down the road. So later down the road, now, Brianna, you can look at those people and be like, look at me now. Look at all the great things I'm doing.
Yeah.
So now, I know that, you know, we kind of had this connection through Erica's Lighthouse. How did you become an ambassador for Erica's Lighthouse?
I sent out, we were trying to look at, you know, nonprofits or other org, because I was a small, my nonprofit, Angel in the Sky, was very small. So we were looking to see if at other more established nonprofits that, you know, we could kind of work together, collaborate.
Yes.
Co-promote or cross-promote. There we go. That's
no, I was thinking of the same thing. I'm like, no, girl, you're good.
So like we could cross-promote each other. And we sent them my music video for Invisible. And they were like, we want to set up a meeting. And we hopped on the call with them. And it was so funny because, I don't know that they know this, but they'll find out now. we were on the call with, I can't remember if it was Brandon and Lisa or just Brandon. And we were talking and they were like, oh, we love what you're doing. And they had talked to us, like, would you want to be one of our ambassadors? And they had used the term celebrity ambassador. And my mom always taught me when I was on conference calls to always keep, you know, the phone on mute, you know, so to not hear any of the background noise when you're not talking. So, you know, like I said, I can't remember whether it was Brandon or Lisa. One of them was like, would you be interested in being our celebrity ambassador? And I just, I laughed because I never like put myself in that category. Like I was like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not like a Lady Gaga. I'm not, you know, like this big quote unquote celebrity. And they were like, Brianna. And I'm like, yes, I would love that. I would be honored. Like, I just couldn't believe that they, you know, having just talked to me, and again, that kind of ties into, you know, my struggle with, you know, self-esteem and insecurity. I just couldn't believe that they wanted, you know, me to be one of their celebrities or community ambassadors. I think that's what they're calling it now, is the community ambassador.
That's so awesome.
Which I like to jump behind the community ambassador title more so than the celebrity one. But it was funny because Sherry, my publicist, she calls me after any call we do, and she calls me and she was like, what was that long pause? I was literally laughing. I couldn't believe that they were asking me to do this. I was just so shocked. And she said, she knows me. I'm like a second daughter to her.
Yeah,
and she was like, I had a feeling that's what happened. but they are great. We did a benefit concert back in September to benefit Erica's Lighthouse, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Tennessee, and my nonprofit, Angel in the Sky. And they're just so great. I love what they are doing. They're one of the resources in my program that I provide to the teens and young adults that are struggling with like depression and stuff like that. But I just love them, and everyone that I've dealt with and worked with there are just so sweet and so kind and so supportive of me and my ministry and my music. And I am as supportive, try to be supportive with, like, you know, all that they're doing, and try to send people their way as much as I can.
That's so great.
With regard to, you know, get my live program, and I even mentioned them in the video as well, as one of my resources.
That's really awesome. So. Girl, you are a celebrity in my eyes, because I mean, what you're doing is, it's really amazing. And the world is grateful to have someone like you in it, because I think that a lot of people, like I said, aren't open about this. And, you know, if they lost someone to suicide, they, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it after, you know what I mean? Because it's really hard. It is really, really, really hard. And I know that I lost one of my good friends back in high school to it. I went to high school with him, and it happened my sophomore year of college. And I mean, the town was just, we were all like super sad, devastated. And, you know, we came together and they did like a little fundraiser for him, where one of his friends made like wristbands for him. And, you know, we were all super, like, we were all there for each other. And I think that it's a really difficult thing to discuss with others. But, you know, having someone like you in this world that's, you know, putting awareness to it to prevent other people from, you know, harming themselves, it's really incredibly important, and it's powerful what you're doing. So, you know, you're just keep being you and keep doing the amazing things you're doing. And, you really are a strong human being, and I admire you and your strength. So, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your inspiring story, and just your music is amazing. Speaking of your music, where can everyone find it?
Yeah, my music is available on all streaming platforms.
Awesome.
So iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, wherever you like to stream or buy your music. You can also get hard copy physical CDs. I know, the novel thing, but
I love CDs though. Like, I'm 23, but I'm like an old soul. So
is it right? I was going to say my age group, we had CDs. I'm 29. I'm going to be 30, in a couple months. And, so if you want the physical CD, you can go on my website, BriannaDominica.com, and, order physical CDs. As well as like other merch. I have handmade jewelry
T-shirt. Do you make the jewelry, or who makes them?
I make the jewelry, except for the rubber Livestrong bracelets, but all the beaded jewelry I make.
Oh my gosh. I saw that on there and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get some. And I was going to ask you about that. That is so cool. That's probably a good stress reliever, is like making jewelry, doing stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. I love just creating new pieces and new things. But I was going to say, when we hop off, if you want to text me your address, and I will send you a little care package of Brianna Dominica merch.
So sweet. Oh my gosh. And I was just going to ask you the same thing. Definitely. But before I get to that, because I have to send you some Hannah B merch, of course I do. Everyone, be sure to follow Brianna on Instagram at Brianna Dominica Music, and go like her Facebook page, Brianna Dominica. Brianna, thank you again so much just for being you and, you know, sharing your powerful story with others. And of course, taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah, and keep up the great work. I love all the positive vibes you're sending out. It's so important, and I love seeing other strong women band together to, bring some positivity and light in this crazy, dark world we're in at the moment. So
you are so sweet. Thank you so, so, so much. But everyone, please know that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone. You are so loved. You are so worthy, and you can most definitely achieve anything you set your mind to. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_onAir, and go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a great week, everyone.